Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Mark Zorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to discuss a word that I would like to eliminate from my clients' emails, from my conversations with them. I don't think this will really work, but I'm going to have fun with this anyway. The financial services industry is so full of cliches and jargons. And I think a lot of this is just to, you know, I don't know about trick people, but deceive people into the idea that this is very complicated and you need this to pay a lot of money for this sophisticated help and modeling. Anyways, one of the words that's in there, I don't even know if the financial services industry in general uses this word, but they allude to this a lot. And it's this idea that you need to optimize things. Things need to be optimal. I don't know how people can expect to have an optimal plan when there's so many different variables that go into a long-term financial or investment plan. There's the right amount to save, what the varying amounts of future expenses somebody might have. We don't know how the markets are going to return in the future. We don't know how inflation may go up or down. How your life may change, big unexpected events that may happen, positive or negative, what's going to happen to taxes, what about interest rates? All these different factors that have unknowns in them. We don't know the future. We don't know how your life unfolds. So there can't possibly be an optimal plan. Too many unknowns. What might be optimal at one given moment in time, based upon where we're at today and history, there could be an optimal plan, but it might be optimal today and then tomorrow it's not optimal at all. The other thing I don't like, another thing I don't like about that looking for an optimal plan or asset allocation is it implies that there's this level of precision that you can achieve in structuring these things, that there's a perfect way to set things up that will help you achieve your goal. Now, advisors can help you. I believe we add value and that we can help you put together a plan, but we can only do so much. I can't do optimal. In fact, when I see that word, if I get an inquiry from a client, you know what I'm thinking? This person is going to be kind of a pain in the you know what. So what can I do as an advisor? How about okay? Is okay good enough? I think we can do better than okay. How about something that is not bad? I think we can do better than that too. Above average? How about an above average one? Okay, now we're talking here a little bit. Good. A good plan. I like that. Can you help me put together a good plan? I think we can help you put together a pretty good plan. Even a really pretty good plan. I'm confident about that. In fact, I would go so far as to say that for the amount that you pay to Plan Vision and our approach and working with us, that you can have a spectacular plan, an awesome plan, an excellent plan, an amazing plan, a special plan. I can accept all of those. They're all better to me than optimal. So, you know, just do me a favor. Don't use the word optimal in your emails or when we're talking. You'd make me a little bit happier.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.